This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, so, every day we see a headline about recession fears, and I'm not really exactly sure when the next recession is going to hit. I mean, every 10 years, there seems to be some sort of a recession or dip or something. I know the stock market did really well the last couple of days, and so, you know, you kind of wonder when you see these headlines, is it because, you know, they feel like bashing Trump, you know, that week, or they're, you know, are they trying to instill fear? And we got to be kind of careful with that, because I think fear leads to, you know, a snowball effect. And in medicine, you know, a lot of people lost their jobs, they lost their health insurance, and so we doctors, we really felt the recession, not only in our own pockets, but in terms of patients and, you know, trying to, you know, get them the medical care they need, and that's really hard to do when they don't have a job. And so, you know, we've talked about this on the show. I do believe a recession is going to hit. It doesn't matter who's going to win in 2020. We got this trifecta coming, which we've mentioned before. We got automation taking over jobs. So we're going to have unemployment issues. We have commercial real estate that's going to become glutted because a lot of these companies, I think Charming Charlie, this necklace jewelry chain, shuttering most of their stores because I think all of their stores because, again, people are buying online. If you can buy online, get free shipping, why would you, you know, go into a store and buy there? And then why would the store then pay for all that real estate, you know, et cetera, air conditioning staff? They could just sell online and have a warehouse. And then the third thing that could lead to our recession is you have a lot of baby boomers aging out of their single family residence. We don't have enough millennials buying homes. And so we're going to have a housing glut. And so with that trifecta, yes, we're going to be hitting a recession. But I look and see, you know, what people are doing. I hear them complain, you know, they complain about, you know, the economy, they complain about the recession, they complain about, you know, what's going to happen to them, but nobody's really kind of, you know, changing their spending patterns. Now, a lot of us did. After the recession, we did. We freaked out. I freaked out. And I'm like, okay, man, I'm not going to, like, you know, buy water. I'm just going to drink from the faucet. I mean, you know, the recession scared a lot of us. But there's a lot of things we do that is a complete waste of money. And the more you save, little by little, it all adds up. I mean, every day you could save money. So what are some things that you could do? Somebody told me that if you clean out your car air filter and you make sure that your tires are full with air, you get better gas mileage. Okay, I think that's brilliant. For me, one thing I see that we could do to save money is I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And, I mean, I was here, you know, in the 80s when, you know, these hotels, a lot of them were just building. And all of a sudden now they're charging a bunch of us locals parking fees. And I'm like, what? Oh, hell no. And so we have to pay for parking at these hotels. Well, anytime you have to pay for parking, just Uber. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to use your car, put your mileage, pay gas, and pay for parking. You could just Uber. Airport fees. You don't have to, you know, keep your car at the airport, you can Uber. That kind of stuff saves money. A lot of us are now in the, you know, heat of summer throughout the country. It's bad, and our air conditioning bills are through the roof. Well, maybe invest in one of those thermostats that are those smart thermostats where it's not always on high. It knows how to keep that house kind of, you know, in an ambient temperature, and then it'll beef it up. Like, whenever I have a hot flash, then, you know, I can hear the air conditioning kick in. My house is like, what happened there? It's like, I had a hot flash. So, you know, it's really smart. I mean, it, like, really knows. One day I was ovulating, and my basal body temperature went up, and boom, the air conditioning kicked in. So I would invest in those. In terms of going out, me and some friends are going out tonight, and we're going to go to an Irish pub, and yeah, we're going to get some drinks. Okay, that's like one of the biggest wastes of money, alcohol, in a restaurant. I mean, I waited tables, I bartended, the profit margin is huge on that. You buy a $25 bottle of Jack, and you could sell drinks, right, anywhere from, you know, $8 to $12 to $15, you know, and do that 100 times per bottle. So, you know, maybe when you go out, order water, all right? You know, if you're going to order a meal, maybe you don't have to eat the whole thing. Yeah, maybe if you're trying to lose weight, cut half, take the other half home, now you got dinner. Cook if you can, all right? Having people come over, have a bottle of wine, whatever, cook at the house, saves you money. Potlucks. Potlucks are a great way to party with friends, not spend a lot of money, and eat food. Because, you know, nobody's like, well, I don't want to eat my own cooking. Well, then fine, do a potluck and everybody can bring food. I mean, that's pretty easy and that's pretty simple. Kids' birthday parties. People spend so much money on kids' birthday parties. So what you could do with that is kids don't necessarily have to go to these play places and these. They don't necessarily need $500 to $1,000 parties. They want fun. They want yummy eats. And they want to do something that they don't usually get to do every day. So I think sleepover parties are fantastic. Maybe not for the parents because we get tired, but you sure save a lot of money. Invite the kids over. They can have whatever food they want, pizza, junk food, whatever. And I know we're not supposed to be talking about junk food on this show, but still, you know, hey, if it's saving you money, you know, just for a party, that's fine. Get some, get like a karaoke machine. Even if they're like six, kids love karaoke machines. Beanbag, water balloon fights, movies, things like that. I just think, some of these, or get a park. You know, every time I'm in Hawaii, and we're driving along this one street near Maui, you see, you know, people set up early for a party. So just, you know, I mean, if you live by a beach, fine, corner off a part of the beach. Some people will complain, who cares? Have the kids come over, do a day at the beach or whatever. So that's a way to kind of save some money. And then vacationing. A lot of us don't have time or money to vacation, so then staycation. Most of our cities have a really cool hotel, right? Good pool, spa. Bring goodies in because room service is expensive. Bring in your own food. You should also do that with movies, but don't say I said that because that saves you a crap load of money also. And then do a staycation. And, you know, most of the time when we're on vacation, we love being in the hotel room and watching movies and hanging out and being in a bed that's different of our own. So there's a lot of different ways to start saving, and these things do add up. All right, 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, some news. There were two earthquakes, it looks like. One near Seattle and one, I think, again, in Ridgecrest. If I was in Ridgecrest, I'd be moving. A 4.6 magnitude earthquake shook Seattle region. This happened overnight, about 3 a.m. Source is trying to ask me to sign up for morning briefs. I do not want to sign up for morning briefs. But apparently the shaking was widely felt throughout the Seattle area. And don't they have some, you know, volcanoes nearby? The shaking emanated from three lakes, Snohomish County, about 9 miles east of downtown Everett. For those of you guys kind of familiar with Seattle, that would probably mean a lot more to you than it's actually north of, I believe, Seattle proper. north of Olympia and Tacoma. They said there were no immediate reports of damage. They think it originated 14 miles beneath the surface. God, that's a 14 miles. 5 feet to me. Like, have you guys ever tried to dig a hole? Remember when we were kids? We wanted to dig to see China. Remember? I don't know what gave us that idea as kid, but we were going to dig the deepest hole so we could make it all the way to China, because China was supposed to be equidistant from where we were in North America. And I don't know what we were expecting. I remember, I don't know if it was like my older sister's friends, you know, I was like really young and gullible, and they're like, now be careful because you're going to see a kid's head pop up and you don't want to hit him with the shovel. And so I would dig really carefully and slowly. And I remember, I think I once got as deep as a half a foot, and I was exhausted, right? I was like, no, that's not going to cut it. And here they're talking 14 miles beneath the surface. I mean, I would think 14 miles would be like already in magma, but I guess it's not. No immediate reports of damage. Police in nearby Lake Stevens reported no damage. That's good. 4.6 could mess up some bridges, so they're examining that. And then there was a second one reported near Monroe a few minutes afterwards. So aftershocks happen. That happens. And they say the earthquake was a product of a thrust fault in which one side of a fault pushes upward in relation to its opposite side. Thrust faults are common in the Cascade region. Now, they said this earthquake did not have any connection to those happening in California, and that it was too shallow to have originated in the Cascadia subduction zone off the Washington coast, where stress and strain have been building for a long time. Now, earthquakes, they say, cannot be predicted, but they say there's no reason to think that this would lead to a larger earthquake. I don't know. I told you guys that experts have been saying that the Pacific Northwest is due for one hell of a nasty quake, because Japan got theirs, Chile got theirs, New Zealand got theirs. So that takes care of the three corners of the Pacific, and that fourth corner they say is due. Not because of luck or because of karma, but because of the way the faults are. And so, I don't know. They say the earthquake, the larger earthquake was felt across the Canadian border. People reporting feeling the earthquake to the south of Olympia. So, all right, so that's what happened there. Then, apparently, we had then another one in California. That just happened hours. They say they're unrelated. I think that one was a 4.6 near Ridgecrest. They've been having lots of aftershocks. Actually, I'm sorry, 4.9. They think it's just the latest aftershock after Ridgecrest had a 6.4 and a 7.1. And so, you know, I'm not really sure what's going to happen to the real estate there. But, you know, I always find it interesting how Californians are pretty tough. You know, they're really, really tough. I was born in L.A., and I did my last year of medical school out in California. And so, I mean, I've always kind of had, you know, one foot in California where another foot would either be in Arizona or Nevada. I got family in California. Usually when you're from SoCal, you really don't leave it entirely if you live nearby neighboring states, you know. And the Californians are tough, just like the Floridians are tough when it comes to hurricanes. The Midwesterners are tough when it comes to tornadoes. You know, you think, okay, why aren't people moving? And the funny thing is sometimes when bad things happen, that's the safest place to be because it's not going to happen again. Now, that's what a lot of people think, you know, but like, you know, I'm sure there's, you know, Joplin's been hit with tornadoes multiple times. I'm sure, you know, here we're looking at Louisiana and Tropical Storm Barry, is it? You know, that's been, you know, just flooding Louisiana. And so, yes, bad things do happen twice or whatever, or three times even. But for some people, they think, well, you know, if it happened here, it's not going to happen again. It happened to us and we're done. Well, yeah, but how many people have been struck by lightning twice? There have been. There's people that have never been struck by lightning, and then there's some that have been struck two, three times. So I don't like that theory where, okay, if, you know, a bad thing is going to happen here, we're going to be fine. It's not going to happen again. No, you know, keep up your guard. But when it comes to earthquakes, you know, where do you run to? If you want to be in California, there's really not, you know, I mean, they say California's not going to break apart the San Andreas and float into the ocean and beachfront property. That's all stupid. That's not going to happen. You know, but there could be, you know, another big one, some pretty bad damage. Now, California has been on it in terms of, you know, making their buildings earthquake proof and, you know, having systems in place and shelters, and they are on top of it. The only thing California doesn't have, which I don't understand, is every time I ask California to, you know, declare a blood donation day, they go, well, we need a government agency to sponsor it. There's no government agency that has to do with blood. I'm like, well, then who cares? Still create a blood donation day. That's what the other states are doing. We just got West Virginia's, we got Utah's, we got Arizona. Governor Ducey's doing Blood Donation Week. So one thing I'm kind of picking up with California is there is so much infrastructure that sometimes stuff isn't getting done. And I'm hearing that from Californians, too. So, you know, Godspeed. I hope, you know, we don't have any more aftershocks or any more earthquakes. But something's brewing. And, you know, with humans, we always seem to forget. You know, it's crazy. You know, a bad thing will happen. We all unite, you know, and we're like, okay, you know, we want to, like, you know, make sure people aren't coming to our country, you know, trying to kill us. And then, you know, after a couple weeks go by, they're like, okay, well, you know, stop, you know, preventing people from coming into our country. And you're like, well, wait a second. Didn't you just, we just had this happen, you know? Or, you know, same thing with shootings, mass shootings. You know, I mean, it's, you know, people forget, people get lax. And so if there is any good to any of these things, because I always try to look at the silver lining to things, sometimes, because you never want anything bad to happen. But, you know, if something good can happen out of something bad, then I think it kind of, you know, helps us restore our faith into, you know, why things happen. And so preparation. You know, a lot of people don't prepare. They don't think the next shooting is going to happen in their neck of the woods. I mean, I'm in Las Vegas, Nevada. I would have never thought, I mean, I would have never thought October 1 shooting would have happened the way it happened. We've always been prepared in Las Vegas for shootings and earthquakes and, you know, nuclear spills. I mean, I don't know whether we have drills. I don't think we drill in the schools or anything like that, but it's on people's mind. I mean, it's not going to, God forbid anything like that happens. You know, it's not going to be like, you know, oh, nobody told us this could happen. I mean, you know, we know that the Las Vegas Strip, you know, have in the resort corridor, you know, captures, you know, the attention and the, you know, the travel destinations of millions of people. So we know that that could be a target. And every year, you know, around, you know, New Year's Eve and, you know, during any sort of, collision that's going to happen on the Strip, you know, we beef up security and all that. But nobody thought that somebody was going to blow out a window from one of the hotels and just start shooting down at people. That just wasn't something that we were prepared for. And it really took us off guard. It killed multiple people, and it scared the hell out of everybody. And, you know, we do things really differently now. You know, in terms of our concerts, it's good that we're now trying to prevent and being more proactive with that. And it stinks that sometimes something bad has to happen for us to turn around and go, oh, okay, well, maybe we shouldn't do that. You know, just like whenever I told you in the 1950s when that one lady had left her kid on the sidewalk to go shopping because that's kind of what they did. Stores were too small for strollers, and then somebody stole her kid. So, you know, that was kind of the start of people like, you know what, I'm not going to really leave my kid out on the sidewalk, right, when I go into a store. I think I'm going to have my kid with me the whole time, maybe papoose my kid with me. So, you know, unfortunately, when bad things happen, it tells us that we got to change things up. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Next Friday will be Alex Acosta's last day as Labor Secretary. This as reporters started digging into the cushy plea deal that was given to accused sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein over a decade ago. Standing with the president outside the White House, Acosta says he doesn't want to be a distraction.
I do not think it is right and fair for this administration's Labor Department to have Epstein as the focus rather than the incredible economy that we have today.
ICE officers will begin deportation raids this weekend on about 2,000 illegal immigrants who have been ordered deported but are defying those judges' orders. Chris Wilson worked for Senator Ted Cruz and now is a Republican pollster. He reminds us,
there will be far fewer than the Obama administration deported. Now, that's not me being critical of anyone in that situation, the Obama administration or the Trump administration.
Those deportation sweeps are set to begin on Sunday. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
Hi, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Did you guys hear about over 400,000 people want to storm Area 51? Yeah, this is a headline. Did you guys hear about this? Over 400 people have committed to a Facebook event pledging to storm Area 51 in September in an effort to, quote, see them aliens. Area 51 is near my neck of the woods. We could use the tourism. I mean, go come hang out in Vegas, go to Area 51. I just don't know how successful you're going to be. As of Friday, 416,000 people were listed as going to the planned rate. Event organizers say this is going to happen September 20th at 3 a.m. Okay, I don't know if they really understand what a raid is, but usually you want the element of surprise. So my guess is Area 51 military and security will probably be there. It's a waste of government funds having to now be there and prepare, you know, preparing for this. Apparently, an additional 428,000 people were listed as interested. Yeah, and you guys know what these little Facebook events are? You get these Facebook events, and you're like, guys, leave me alone. I ignore them. The problem is what if it's a friend of yours? And then I'm like, oh, gosh, you can't ignore it. So then what I have to do is I'm like, ah, I'm interested. But then you keep getting updates on it. All right, but if you say you're going to go, usually that means you're going to go. Attendees will supposedly meet at a nearby tourist attraction where they will coordinate their entry. If we Naruto run, we can move faster than their bullets. The event description said, referencing a Japanese comic character known for his speed. Let's see them aliens. Now, there have been already 21,000 posts, they say, inside the events page. Some Facebook users posting game plans for how the siege would go, including formations and rock throwers. I'm not making this up. This is ridiculous. One user even wrote a disclaimer in the event that that some people do show up in September. Hello, U.S. government. This is a joke, and I do not actually intend to go ahead with the plan. I just thought it would be funny to get me some thumbsy uppies on the internet. I don't understand these terms. I'm not responsible if people decide to actually storm Area 51. So Area 51 is near Groom Lake, Nevada. It's run by the Air Force. Their operations are highly classified. You know, people fly into Vegas all the time. They go, Area 51 doesn't exist. Well, no, it does, because they don't allow, air traffic controllers don't allow planes to fly over it. I'm always looking forward to, where's Area 51? Where's Area 51? It's in a place where no flight path goes over. Okay? Planes have to go around. And it has been linked to alien conspiracy theories since the testing of a spy plane in 1955, in which the CIA first shed light on the military detachment. An Air Force spokesperson declined to comment when reached by Fox News on Friday. Okay, so do we have aliens there? There's a lot of people that believe we have some cool stuff. And why does it exist? Well, if it's an Air Force base, it's an Air Force base. There's some classified operations. Maybe it's, you know, a bunker for the president. You know, I think there's places throughout the United States that are supposed to be safe havens for certain government officials. Okay. I mean, remember, there's people in the government whose job is to decide how to keep government officials safe. You know, bunkers, what happens if there's a nuclear war? We need our government to live. And then, you know, I mean, but that's always been the case, you know, for centuries. Kings will, you know, live first. This idea of, well, you know, I'm going to go down with the ship. That doesn't really happen when it comes to government. And the president can't even decide. Even if Donald Trump says, no, you know, if there's a nuclear war, let me stand with my brethren. They won't let him. Because the concept is they need to rebuild the government. They need to repopulate. They need to, so, you know, there are government workers. I'm not sure exactly which class does that. It could be Homeland Security. I don't know. That, you know, figures out where, no matter what the scenario, they have a plan, they have a protocol. And it's actually practiced out. So they know where to take the president, where to take people. So my guess is Area 51 is going to be one of those locations. And then, of course, because they have to have the sort of facility to operate and, you know, communicate with other countries and, you know, do their work. My guess is there's very highly sophisticated technology down there, underground or whatever. So that's my guess. Now, do I believe that there's alien life? Do I believe that, you know, there's other Earths, other worlds, other... Have you guys seen Spider-Man yet? On Spider-Man, they tried to tell us that there were other Earths. Not just worlds with aliens, actual other Earths. I don't know. But, you know, I told you guys my theory. You know, God, I believe, made our Earth, right? And I don't think he does anything just singularly. I think, I know people think the Big Bang Theory. Well, then the Big Bang Theory could have happened in other parts of the universe. I don't really understand the concept of space, but I just sincerely doubt that on our little tiny star, Earth, right, our fleck of dust that, you know, is you know, compared to the whole entire galaxy, is the only place that has us, you know, living organisms? No. So I do believe that there's something else out there. Now, has it been able to fly, and have we captured a spaceship? Well, then if so, then we would have, you know, seen more of them. I just don't really believe Independence Day and that kind of thing is going on. But do I think there is life outside of Earth? Absolutely. Do I believe the government is going to let us know? Hell no. I saw Armageddon. They're not going to tell you, you know. They think the public's going to panic. They're not going to tell you. You know, just like with vaccine side effects. If there is a 1 in a million chance that somebody has a, you know, issue with a vaccine, they're not really going to make a big deal about it. They're not going to, because they don't want people to panic. The one thing that the government, you know, understands is that people and media will blow things up. And once something goes out there, you have a tough time controlling it. And then you have sequelae that you would have never expected. All right. Case in point, let's look at what's going on here with Acosta. All right. So the Labor Secretary, Alex Acosta, who is not going to resign, is resigning over the Jeffrey Epstein sweetheart deal. So you guys kind of know what's been going on with that. Jeffrey Epstein is now being accused of multiple sex crimes, rape, sex trafficking. And apparently Alex Acosta, currently the Labor Secretary, had, I forget what year this was, he was previously a U.S. attorney, had negotiated a deal with Jeffrey Epstein in a previous alleged crime to allow the convicted sex offender to serve just 13 months in a Florida county jail. He insisted, you know, sorry, I'm trying to read this as I go. And so people want heads to roll. Because this Jeff Epstein case, we're just hearing more and more gross stuff, you know, that allegedly he did. And so whenever somebody commits a crime after they serve time, everybody goes, well, then they didn't serve time good enough. So whatever the sentence was, that person needs to fry. And we do that. You know, I see that with the lawsuits. You know, somebody, we saw that with the hepatitis, small hepatitis outbreak we had in Vegas years ago, where somebody infected the propofol when they were injecting the propofol into patients that were getting the colonoscopy. So somebody went after the, or not the propofol, the, I believe it was the propofol. Somebody decided to sue the company that made the propofol. Like they were at all, they were negligent because they had a multi-dose vial and not single-dose vials. So the thing is when, if you are at all associated with something, when something bad goes down and you were associated with it years ago, you're in trouble. And I'm not sure what this sweetheart deal was or what, but, you know, the idea that a sex offender can reform is possible. But I'm wondering exactly what are we doing to ensure that or oversee or watch 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
She's alive. She's alive.
Alive. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we're being told that Tropical Storm Barry is creeping closer. They do think it might be hurricane strength when it makes landfall today in Louisiana, early tomorrow. People in its path are far more worried about the flood risks from its heavy rains and storm surge than the damage the winds could cause. And that's actually such a true statement. You know, when a hurricane comes, you know, a lot of people don't flee. I got family that live in Florida. They're like, we're not going anywhere. We're fine. And I'm like, but they're telling everybody to evacuate. They're telling everybody to go. And they're like, we're fine, girl, we're fine. And lo and behold, luck of the draw, you know, they're usually fine. They have the place bolted up. They got the hurricane windows. They got the, you know, they got their emergency kits. They got their, and I keep going, gosh, well, why aren't you leaving? And they go, because we don't want to be stuck on a highway. There's no hotel from here to Tallahassee. I think it's more dangerous to be on the road. And, we think overall where we are, we're just a little bit inland, so we're safe. And I'm like, all right, well, you guys know best. But they are worried about the after effects, the flooding. And the problem is, maybe they've been lucky because, we've seen pictures and we've seen, oh, my gosh, with Maria and Harvey and all, Superstorm Sandy and, the storm packs one punch. But then the after effect is where a lot of the fatalities then come in. And so, unfortunately, you have a lot of people make a judgment call. Do I want to stay, we have our beds, we have a home, we have a place to be, or do I want to be on the road in a hotel? Ideally, it'd be great if you had family, up in Georgia or, in terms of this case, Louisiana, in Texas or, up north or at higher elevation. But when you don't have family nearby, what do you do? So I'm not really sure what the evacuation orders are for that, but, when we tell people to evacuate, and, here we are on dry earth going, gosh, why aren't they evacuating? And we're like, oh, they're stupid to not evacuate. They have some logic there. And many people don't want to be stuck driving back. And so, as a journalist, we, convey the evacuation orders. When authorities say to evacuate, they know what they're talking about. But the problem is when an evacuation order was overkill, people remember that, and then they don't evacuate when they need to. It's like the boy who cried wolf. So where I stand on this is if you're going to make an evacuation call, be as close as you can as possible and enforce it, but try to get it right because people are very opinionated and they kind of will do their own thing . So, unfortunately with Barry, it's expected to produce total rain accumulations of 10 to 20 inches over southeast Louisiana and southwest Mississippi, with isolated maximum amounts of 25 inches. They say these rains are expected to lead to dangerous, life-threatening flooding over portions of the central Gulf Coast into the lower Mississippi Valley. Now, apparently, the sustained winds had strengthened to 65. Now, remember, to be hurricane, it has to be, I believe, 74 miles per hour. So right now, the winds are about 65 miles per hour. Storm is about 100 miles southwest of the mouth of the Mississippi River. And so they're expecting it to go all the way up into Arkansas. And so the hurricane warning, hurricane conditions are expected. So Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has already declared a state of emergency. He's also ordered 3,000 National Guard members to be deployed just to be ready for rescue and recovery operations. And that's why I stand with the whole evacuate, because if you are in an area that is really high risk and you choose not to go and you become a victim, now that prevents, when you could have gone, now that prevents, the National Guard or, first responders to help those that really couldn't evacuate. If you have the ability to evacuate, evacuate. But I also understand how hard that is. You have to work. You have bills to pay. It costs money to evacuate, to find a hotel. Some people gas gouge. Some people hotel gouge. I think a lot of places are even offering free. They usually community members will come together, but there's some real idiots out there. And it is. It still is an expensive thing. And if you're living paycheck to paycheck, you can't just get up and go. And so, these are things to think about. So they say Barry's expected to bring calamitous flooding. Many areas along the lower Mississippi River. And what makes this kind of concerning is we're kind of early into the hurricane season. Hurricane season goes June 1 to November 30th. A lot of the bad ones are usually August, September. So this being July kind of makes people a little nervous. So we're going to kind of keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Making headlines is what's been happening when it comes to immigration. we're being told that there's cases of migrant children being separated from their parents. They said 18 migrant infants and toddlers under the age of 2 were separated from their parents at the border, including 9 infants under the age of 1. Now, from what we understand, the House Oversight Committee, which is Democratic-led, is looking into this, and they're doing an investigation, all right? And but we, you know, we get asked, what would happen? Why are kids being separated? They found that 18 infants and toddlers under 2 were separated from their parents, kept apart for 20 days to half a year. Some children were kept in border patrol facilities longer than the allowed 72 hours. Children were moved around to multiple government facilities. More than 400 children were moved to several customs and border protection facilities. More than 80 were moved to multiple Office of Refugee Resettlement facilities. And at least 5 children were moved to several immigration and customs enforcement facilities. And they say in some cases, parents were not sent to federal criminal custody as was intended under the zero tolerance policy now in place. Others briefly taken into custody and then returned within a day or two, because prosecutors declined to prosecute their cases or because they were sentenced to serve time for the misdemeanor of illegal entry. 10 of the children under 2 were from Honduras. Now, as a doctor, I'm not exactly sure how much of this was medical, but when you have a family coming in illegally, again, not the children's fault, all right, the children don't need to be incarcerated. Right? Or if somebody is a criminal or whatever, I'm not exactly sure. But, you know, if they are putting parents into custody, we don't generally put the kids into jail with them. I mean, in America, if you commit a crime, police come and take you. And then the children will be in protective custody. That's kind of what we do in America. I mean, I don't really hear headlines saying that, you know, we're separating the kids from their parents when dad or mom go to jail. That's just kind of what happens. So we're forgetting, you know, they call them migrants and refugees and all that. And again, they may be, but we forget that the whole definition of illegal is still at play. Not going through the proper, you know, channels and border process and sneaking over the border is an illegal act. And since we don't incarcerate two-year-olds for what their parents did, the kids go to a facility where they will be taken care of while their parents are dealing with whatever they have to deal with. The other thing that happens at a border, which happened at Ellis Island in America decades ago, is if a family member was sick. If a family member was sick when they wanted to come to the country, that family member was turned away. Young kids had to go back with their parents. If they were over 12, they could stay. Or if a child was sick, if the child was over 12, they had to leave. They could go with the parent or not. But, I mean, these are things that have always happened at immigration borders. It's a shame. What we need to do is prevent so many from coming in such that we have all these kids separated from their parents. If the parents didn't come illegally, then they wouldn't be separated. But still, 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.